Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
Started looking for something that was a little more challenging, so I applied for flight school. Then I just became an Army aviator, and I've been doing it for about 22 or 23 of those 30 years. Ended up out here in Fort Hood, Texas, and it is Fort Hood, Texas.
We are continuing our support of the upcoming Military Creator Conference being held this April in Arlington, Texas. Today on the Waco Experience, an American Story, we reprise our conversation with retired U.S. Army helicopter pilot James Battle. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality, smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website, qualitycabinetstx.com. Presentgifting.com. Imagine never forgetting an event for those important people in your lives. Because relationships are important and moments matter, Present Gifting is a free service to send you gentle reminders of birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and more. Register today at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army and his team at Hot TV Amplify Your Brand, where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Military Creator Con, April 16th to 18th in Arlington. Military Creator Con is a movement that unites military-created visionaries across art, media, and entrepreneurship. A multi-day forum where service members, veterans, families, and supporters discover new tools, share expertise, and celebrate their collective creativity. Register now at militarycreatorcon.com and use code SCOTT10 to receive a discount. Christian Family Law Solutions is a Christian-based, solutions-focused mediation provider. They help their clients avoid costly litigation and remain focused on the most important priorities in their lives, creating paths for peaceful resolution, not brokenness. Call 254-777-5171 or on the web, 1c6.law. D. Scott here. We are back on location at the Baylor Club. Fourth floor overlooking I-35 is busy because there's lots of construction going on. But I am here with James J.B. Battle from Hot TV. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right. So give us a bit of what Hot TV is. Give us an overview.
Well, Hot TV is Heart of Texas Television. Essentially, it's an indoor digital billboard business, and I do a multi-channel marketing. So what I do is I provide free advertising for businesses, brick and mortar businesses, and give them free advertising. And it's completely 100% my investment, free for the business. And what I do is also market other businesses, your contractors, plumbers, folks with non brick and mortar shops to advertise their businesses as well. So we create a network of advertising for locals who eat, shop, and play within a 3 to 5 mile radius of where they live.
So indoor billboards, tell us what that is.
So indoor billboards, essentially, it's the same concept as your outdoor billboards, but instead of your potential customers and clients traveling at 80 miles an hour down the highway, seeing your billboard, we bring those digitally as digital signage inside your businesses right here in the local area.
So it's actually a television that's put up, but it's connected to the internet, and then these ads roll by.
That's correct. Yeah. So it's essentially a software that we network together, and it gives the businesses more flexibility to change their advertising, add messages, subtract messages. They can find locations where they want to advertise and locations where they don't.
So where would I find these indoor billboards? What kind of businesses would put those in?
So we have two categories. So we have, you know, restaurants and eating high foot traffic areas, and then we call them neutral businesses as well. So we have 25 billboards here in local, the greater Waco area. I have a few in Elmont, one in Bellmead, two in Hewitt as well. So the greater Waco area. And we essentially look for places with high foot traffic. So restaurants, waiting rooms for doctor's offices, law offices. I have one in the Performing Arts Community Center, which is high foot traffic, lots of performances there. So we just look for those areas. And then just folks who just want to advertise.
And let's get the website. What's the website?
Yes. It's hotdigitaltv.com. So H-O-T, digitaltv, all one word, .com.
Now, this is a departure from the career that you came from. You spent 30 years in the U.S. Army, finished up as a helicopter pilot, specifically Apache helicopters. How did you make that transition, and how did you end up in Central Texas?
Oh, it was really just all circumstances. I'll tell you, just enjoying the ride. I did 30 years, 4 months, 2 days, and 9 hours in the U.S. Army, and I loved every minute of it, all the way up to the point where I signed out and officially retired. But just having fun. I came in March of 1994 as a personnel clerk, so I pushed papers and I helped soldiers extend their tours and presented them with awards and had certificates signed, and we just took care of soldiers. 5 years into it, just started looking for something that was a little more challenging. We had he was a pilot, but he had a desk job, and he came to me because I was a young guy then, young private. He says, "Hey, I heard you were looking for more of a challenge," and so I applied for flight school, and ever since then, I just became an Army aviator, and I've been doing it for about 22 or 23 of those 30 years.
All right, let's get a little bit more in depth into this flying. Where did you fly? What kind of helicopters did you fly?
Oh gosh, so I was rated in a few different aircraft. I started with the Bell Jet Rangers. Flight school itself is about 2 years long, and so they start you off from the ground up. It's great. It's a great program. So I started off with Bell Jet Rangers. Essentially what you see out there is your like your civilian news helicopters. That's what we started. And then once you go into tactical and nights, they have you flying like the scouts. So I had some time in the 58s. I had some time in the Hueys, which we call a non-advanced aircraft. And then I finally transitioned into an advanced aircraft. So I became an Apache pilot. Starting with the Alpha Charlie models, those are early Apaches. And then become rated in the Deltas, Echoes, and then later in the hotel models.
And where did you end up?
All over the world, really. I would tell you my first aviation duty station was in South Korea. I flew with 1-6, which is a light calf squadron there in Wonju, Korea. That was great flying because it was all real world missions. And ended up out here in Fort Hood, Texas. And it is Fort Hood, Texas. Flew with the 1st Air Cav Brigade, did a couple missions with them, and then ended my aviation as the aviation director for the Combined Joint Task Force under General Paul Funk with 3 Corps right here, and we served in Iraq. That was our last tour here at Fort Hood.
How do you make the transition from flying military helicopters into business here in Central Texas? What was it that led you to that?
It's an easy transition. You know, flying like we did in the military, I really thought aviation was my love of, you know, the military and the aviation community. And so once I retired, I had the goals of becoming an aviator, flying fixed wing aircraft and just continue my aviation career. But really, when I left the military or retired from the military, I came out, got my civilian ratings, jumped inside a fixed-wing aircraft, and realized aviation in the civilian world is not the same as aviation in the military, because the camaraderie, the teamwork, the missions, everything about the military, you just don't get that out here in the civilian world. So my goal was to provide service and be of value to the community. So I knew I wanted to do that. And my first intent was to franchise a barbershop. So that's what I really wanted to do was open a barbershop. And I started with Diesel Barbershop. They're based out of San Antonio, and I had my eyes set on them, but just my resources were pretty short, and I was in transition mode. I was retiring, so I didn't know exactly how much I could dedicate to this. And so another guy came to me and he says, "Hey, you know, what about looking into marketing and digital signage? It's the wave of the future. It's where we're going as a society. And part of it is dealing with the web, the internet, and you can run this multi-channel marketing system. Start with indoor digital billboards. Help businesses scale by starting with advertising and then funnel them down into website services. And then you can manage websites, you can manage your Google business profiles, and you can interact with Google, learn about their algorithms, learn about what they do and how they function. And you'll be providing a service to the community, small and local business owners." And I said, "Man, that sounds like a great, great thing to do." Aviation and business both have the same values, the same hard work, the same dedication, commitment. You're meeting different folks. You're constantly problem solving, which is what we do as leaders in the military anyway. So it was an easy transition right into the business world from the military aspect.
With digital billboards, I've had this conversation with Mike Hamilton over at Rogue Media, because they have now started their own local broadcasting doing sports. They've got I think it's a 3 or 4 hour daily sports show that they're doing. And it's really focused on hyper local. So let's talk about how Hot TV and the digital billboards fit into really bringing awareness to businesses in the local area, in this hyper local area.
That is one of our values. One of our aspects in the hyper local advertising realm or arena. And it's bringing advertising of local businesses and small businesses to those places where your customers are already at, right? So they're eating, they're shopping, they're playing in these local areas and these small businesses, your restaurants, your fun parks, you know, your golf courses, every place that you see families and friends gather, these advertisements are playing. The great thing about this is with indoor digital billboards, we constantly rotate these commercials to keep you branded, keep you top of mind, keep you relevant in this community. So once every 15 minutes, 4 times an hour, essentially, is what is being rotated through these billboards. And if you multiply that by 20 billboards, that's roughly 30,000 impressions per month. So for these local businesses and these small businesses that are paying, you know, phenomenal amounts of money to get their name up on a billboard on the side of the highway, thinking that maybe someone will see them traveling at 80 miles an hour, you can't take that risk. But what you can be assured of is if someone's eating their meals and drinking and enjoying their company with their friends, you're going to be seen at least 4 times an hour within on that screen inside that business.
So I want to ask you about the Google profile. You mentioned the Google business profile. Some people may or may not be familiar with what that is. Can you explain a little bit about what is the Google business profile?
Yeah, so Google business profile is pretty much self-explanatory. So it's a Google run function, and it is your profile on the internet. And what happens is it gives local businesses, you know, a free way of advertising their business, their location using Google Maps and their local area based on where their address is. The problem is Google's constantly changing up an algorithm. So you as a business owner have to stay on that Google business profile, keep it updated, optimize some of the keywords, ensure that there's no malicious activity on there. And stay on top of it, because Google themselves will constantly scroll through your website to see if you're relevant. Now, the Google business profile is essentially your profile on the website. And everybody struggles to stay on that top page, because if you're a small business owner or a local business owner and you understand
that when someone's searching for your business, if you're not on that top page, no one knows where you are. So you want to stay off that second page. You want to stay relevant. The key to it is, and I'm sure stats show, according to Google, 97% of your customers are using Google Maps to find that business. So for instance, I'm looking for a podcast near me, and you pull up podcasts and could be D Scott. You know, it's the podcast top page. I'm going to go to D Scott, and then I want to find your location. So what do I do? Take me there. And that's where your Google business profile can either make or break your business.
This is great. So people put into Google, they do the search, they say restaurants near me or whatever it is, and they show up. And then those businesses, their phone number, website, photographs, and probably critically important, reviews. And in fact, we were just at lunch right before this, and we were talking about business reviews, and specifically Google business reviews. We know that people trust the people they trust. Turns out they trust people that they don't even know. They were looking at Google reviews. Let's talk about how important is it for a business to solicit and get the reviews from their satisfied customers into their Google business profile.
So the importance of reviews is, as a people in society and consumers, we really focus on the reviews of a business. Most of us will search for a business, let's say a restaurant. I'm looking for American food with a rating of 4.2, 4.3 or higher. Anybody below that, you're not going to get it. You're not going to be on that top page when someone's searching for you. So that's the importance of reviews. The other part of it is, how specialized are you in your Google business profile? So you can say, and I'm going to use it as an example, I specialize in podcasts. And what do you specialize in? So I'm part of the American story. Okay. I want to deal with podcasts dealing with the American story versus a podcast about cooking. They're going to find you. Podcast, the American story. That's what's going to dictate the difference. That's what's going to decide the difference between your podcast and someone else that deals with cooking. Those are the keywords that you need optimized within your Google business profile to ensure you get you're found. Now with the reviews, when you answer a review, so we'll say for instance someone says, hey, the food was great, and you answer that review with, I'm glad you enjoyed the food, specifically the fish tacos. And someone searches for a restaurant that specializes in fish tacos, they're going to see in your review and your answer that you mentioned fish tacos, your company is going to, your business will pop up there. And that's the importance of reviews. And everyone, from a consumer perspective, you're looking at, hey, I want 4-star and 5-star reviews. But Google is constantly probing your business to see what are you doing in your business that can keep you relevant and top of mind. So I'm a restaurant that specializes in fish tacos. Okay, well, I'm going to pull up fish tacos. Or let's say you're a consumer and you want a restaurant that specializes in a Mediterranean dish, and your Google business profile is what describes that. And that's everything from not just the location, but the business description itself has keywords that are optimized for that very reason. So you can be found in any kind of search engine. I'll tell you, based on stats again, and this is coming from Google, so this isn't me. 88% of businesses are found through, it's called discovery searches. So you look up waste management, they're going to pull up 10 waste management places that are near you. And then you're going to say, I want waste management that specializes in biodegradable waste. And then it's going to start to isolate or narrow it down to just that. Now, that all that's in your business description. So if your business description is not as detailed as it should be, you're going to be left behind. So that's the importance of Google business profile. Hopefully I explained that correctly.
Yeah, I love this. And it's funny because if you don't have a Google business profile or you're not managing it properly, it's not going to come up in the search. And basically you don't exist.
And, bingo.
And I can give you a specific example because new to Waco, and I think, you know, you and I both arrived in Waco at a similar time.
Yes, sir.
We'll mention this story in a moment.
Yeah.
I was looking for a coffee shop. I found some on the maps. Later on, I found there was other ones like a couple blocks away. but they never showed up on the Google map, so I never went there. So my loyalty was to the ones that I went to attended first, right? Yes. The people that I met, the coffee, you know, I get familiar with it. So it was really funny. They didn't show up on Google Maps and the Google Business Profile, so they don't exist. It's just crazy.
And that's a learned behavior that we as a people, we learned over time, is as we go through our searches, those businesses that pop up, they exist. And for those businesses that don't have Google Business Profiles, you're too lazy to manage them, you don't exist. And it's sad because a lot of these businesses, they put a lot of their resources and hard-earned sweat equity into the business, right? They want to have the best menus. They want their stores to look the prettiest, and they really build them out to look pretty. But if you don't manage your websites, if you don't manage your Google Business Profiles, in this world, you don't exist. And it just really hurts because coming from the digital marketing world, you and I both, I've seen some really nice restaurants, and me as an indoor digital billboard guy, as I will install a billboard inside of a restaurant and it is gorgeous, right? The food is great. It's gorgeous. And then I will ask the owner, hey, how does your Google Business Profile look? How does your website look? Oh, we don't have one. And I'm like, look, it's just a matter of time before you're going to get washed out. There's going to be another business that comes in here, serve mediocre food, but you know, their presence on the website is going to be so much bigger than yours. They're going to get noticed first. And I'll tell you, this town, Waco, is a very big tourist town. And that's the focus of where they're going with Waco. They're bringing in more touristy areas to invite more tourists to this location. They don't know any better. They don't know the shops. They don't know a lot of these small businesses. So they're going to go to Google. They're going to go to these search engines and look for, hey, who has the top reviews? Who specializes in American food, certain cuisines? They're not going to know any better. And if you don't have a Google Business Profile, you're not going to exist. And it's just a matter of time before you're cleaned out, just non-existent.
So I mentioned we were both coming to Waco at the same time last fall. And you retired in Arizona from the military.
Yes.
But you had been stationed here in Central Texas, Fort Hood. I was San Antonio, San Angelo, back with the Air Force. But we both came back here. So military kind of gave us a taste of Texas and brought us both back here. And then you launched this business last fall. So Hot TV, digital billboards, inside, advertising local businesses. You talk to a lot of small businesses in Central Texas. Give us a look into the future. What are you seeing for business in Waco, Central Texas, heart of Texas?
What I see in the coming years, and I don't know the exact timeline, is small businesses are becoming more efficient. And I would say where we used to spend resources on marketing and advertising, we're going to cut those costs down because we are trading cost for flexibility. Where we go with the digital world is the ability to be flexible, to make changes on the fly, and businesses are enjoying that. What I'm also seeing, like right here in downtown Waco, businesses are running from some of these co-working places, right? So you can rent office space, sit at a desk, one table, one screen, and you can run an entire business from it because the majority of your business is either e-commerce or it's over the digital world. So I would encourage small businesses now and future small businesses and local business, not even small business, just local businesses, is to really focus on your digital marketing, focus on your digital presence, your web services, your website, and increase that footprint. So I will give you an example right now, as I have a few clients now where they work here in Texas, but with the corporate world, they have the ability to reach out nationwide and provide services nationwide. So they'll have representatives in certain states. So we'll say we have a corporate office in, say, Florida. Now you have an individual that works for that office that's right here in Texas. And what people are starting to see is, hey, I can create my own website, my own landing page. I can improve or get someone to manage my Google Business Profile and be present right here, right now. I don't really need my corporate office to represent me when I can do it myself
with a small team of folks right here in this location. So part of the hyper-local advertising is not just advertising, but it's being able to use your resources here through digital media, through digital marketing, Google business profiles. And the great thing is Google is, they are forcing us to use the digital world for our marketing abilities. And the reason why I say that is anybody can open a Google business profile, but not anybody can manage it. And what Google is doing to us is they're holding us to a certain standard. If you don't fulfill that standard, they're going to suspend you. They're going to close your account. And if you don't see it now, you will see it in the future. More and more accounts will be closed because the digital world is becoming more and more saturated. So now Google is telling you, if you're not staying on top of things, they will suspend you. They will make you non-existent. Now, that's not Google saying that. That's me thinking that. So this is all in my opinion, that Google will start to weed out those folks that don't want to take the time or the resources to actually refine their digital presence, if that makes sense.
So today on the Waco Experience in American Story, James J.B. Battle, Hot TV. So let's get that website again and contact information so people can reach out. Google Business Profile is such an important part for every business, big or small. Even if you're a franchise, you need to make sure that you've got active control of your Google Business Profile. And I know you can help people with that, as well as get them onto these digital billboards. So let's remind them again, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so again, it's Heart of Texas Television, Hot TV. You can find me at hotdigitaltv.com. It's a full website. It has locations of where my billboards are. Again, I got 25 here in the greater Waco area. You can contact me via phone, 254-290-4150. And really, yeah, everything you need to know is right there. So hotdigitaltv.com.
JB, it's been fun talking to you. I enjoyed talking before. We both ended up serving, I think, in different decades, but in Korea.
Yes. Yeah, we were in the same location. So where you were stationed, I used to come down there on the weekends a lot. And we used to work back and forth because as an Army aviator, we worked with a lot of joint operations with the Air Force. So I was down in your AO area of operation for those folks that are not military minded. So we call it the AO. So I was down in your area, but different decades.
Well, I have to tell you, even though it's been a lot of decades since I left Korea, I still keep an eye on it. And as we wind down, what are your thoughts? This is just the off-the-wall deal. What are your thoughts of specifically North Korea? Because I kept my eye on them for a long time, and that's a crazy place.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't get this far in my career by walking through minefields, so I would just honestly say just watch North Korea and see what they do, and hopefully we have a reaction to it.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.